Now playing on Duty Podcast.
You're listening to the On Duty Podcast with Chief Deputy Herbert Blake.
The On Duty Podcast is a community outreach effort to offer crime prevention tips and to talk about issues of interest in our community. Thank you for a few minutes of your time. Service animals are defined as dogs. This definition is according to the Americans with Disabilities Act. Service animals are working animals. They are not pets. And the work that these dogs have been trained to do must be directly related to the person's disability. Some examples include alerting and protecting a person who's having a seizure, helping a person who is blind, helping a person who is deaf, reminding a person with a mental illness to take their prescribed medications, and providing alerts to other kinds of oncoming medical conditions, such as heart attacks, strokes, and diabetic reactions. Service animals also help people who lack mobility by retrieving their items, assisting them with their balance while they walk, and opening doors. Dogs with the sole function of providing comfort, companionship, therapy, or emotional support do not qualify as service animals under the Americans with Disabilities Act because these dogs have not been trained to perform a specific job or task related to a person's disability. Title II of the ADA requires state and local governments to give people with disabilities an equal opportunity to benefit from all of their programs, services, and activities. In addition to state and local governments, businesses and nonprofits that serve the public must also allow service animals to accompany people with disabilities in areas of their workplaces where the public is normally allowed to go. For example, in a hospital, it would be inappropriate to exclude a service animal from areas such as patient rooms, clinics, cafeterias, or examination rooms. However, it may be appropriate to exclude a service animal from operating rooms, burn units, or the ICU, where the dog's presence may compromise a sterile environment. If it is not obvious what service a dog provides, these are the only two questions you should ask. Is the dog a service animal required because of a disability? And what task has the dog been trained to perform? You should not ask about the person's disability. You should not ask for medical documentation. You should not ask for the training documentation for the dog. And you should not ask that the dog demonstrate its ability to perform the work or the task. And people with disabilities do have the right to train the dogs themselves. They are not required to use a professional training program. People with disabilities who use service animals should not be isolated from other customers. For example, a restaurant should not attempt to seat a customer with a service animal on a patio or its outdoor seating area because they use a service animal. And hotels cannot assign a guest who uses a service animal to a pet-friendly room because they use a service dog. A person with a disability should not be asked to remove his or her service animal from the premises unless the dog is out of control and the handler does not take effective action to control the dog, or the dog is not housebroken. If and when there is a legitimate reason to ask that a service animal be removed, the person with the disability must be given the opportunity to obtain the goods or the services without the animal's presence. North Carolina General Statute 168 provides more guidelines about the rights and the requirements for service animals. Violations of the statute can be a Class 3 misdemeanor. To summarize, service animals are defined as dogs. This definition is according to the Americans with Disabilities Act. Dogs with the sole function of providing comfort, companionship, therapy, or emotional support do not qualify as service animals under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Service animals are working animals. They are not pets. The work that these dogs have been trained to do must be directly related to a person's disability. That is it for this episode of the On Duty Podcast. I'm Chief Deputy Herbert Blake. For updates and for more information about this podcast, subscribe to the On Duty Podcast